morning, Janice.
Hello. I want to know why so many Muslims want to come to non-Muslim countries as refugees when there's so many Muslim countries they could go to.
They are going to Muslim countries. They're already going to Muslim countries. But what has that got to do with being a human being, helping another human being? Come on.
Let the rich Muslim countries look after them. Why should we, as non-Muslim, majority non-Muslim countries, have to look after these people?
They obviously
don't want to integrate. They want to turn us all into Muslims.
Well, Janice, that is an outrageous statement to make, isn't it?
Hold on.
An absolutely outrageous statement. And can I remind you, you live in Belfast, correct?
And if I wanted to...
you live in Belfast, correct, Janice?
I would go to a Muslim country. I would go to a Christian country.
Janice, you live in Belfast, correct?
Yes.
Right. Well, there are Muslims, believe it or not, Janice. There are many decent Muslims living, working, breathing, contributing to the economy in Belfast, as much a Northern Irish citizen as you are.
They're not integrating, Stephen.
Don't be ridiculous.
They want their mosque. They want to take over the
Have you got? Have you got, Janice? You need to get out more.
I get out a lot, Stephen, and I talk to a lot of people. And
do you?
A lot of people agree with me.
What type of people do you talk to where they say they're not integrating? Do you understand the doctors and teachers and all different types of people in this here in Northern Ireland? Some of them are Muslim, Janice.
And what do we do with all the teachers and doctors that we train? They have to go abroad. All these people are coming in and taking their jobs.
Janice, do you understand that Muslims are born in this country?
They will never be we, Stephen. They have no intention of being we. They want their own. They want to take over this country.
Janice,
they want to take over every country they go to.
Janice, your prejudice is scary. Yeah.
It is
absolutely frightening. How old are you?
Isn't that how old I am?
Well, I'll tell you what. I wonder if we would get more sense from a primary school child who would not want to tar every single Muslim living in Northern Ireland, elsewhere in the UK, and indeed your logic around the world, that every single one of them are of a particular mindset.
Yes, they are.
Is that what you're just saying?
Absolutely. I wouldn't trust
your prejudice
a man,
is scary.
A Muslim man, woman, or child.
Your prejudice is
forgive,
your prejudice is scary. Absolutely terrifying.
And I think Donald Trump is doing the right thing. And I wish Theresa May would do the same.
Tell me this.
Tell
me this, Janice. Would you, if you were in hospital, would you object to being treated by a Muslim doctor?
I wouldn't like to be treated by any
Muslim. What would you do if there was nobody else there to do it for you?
I would go home and die.
Would you? Well, that's...
You would go home and die.
You know what? I'm born and reared in Northern Ireland, and I have never... In all my life, I have been to primary school, secondary school. I have never, ever come across such vile, vile, disgusting language as that. And you are not representative of the decent people of Northern Ireland that I have known all my 40 years, Odd.
I am a decent person.
No, you're not. Because you know what? When you speak like that, you let everybody down. Decent people of Northern Ireland have always been warm and welcoming. My father came to this country. He integrated, which is what you say people don't do. He integrated and he got on great and he lived and died in this country. He served this country. He employed people in this country. He did everything because you know why? He loved the people of Northern Ireland.
Well, that's all right because I think then...
But I tell you, I have never come across a woman who has spoken like that in my life. And I am... You should go and think very... You should go into a corner and think and be ashamed of yourself for speaking like that.
Janice, do you have children?
Excuse me, can I
ask? Well, hold on, hold on.
No, you don't ask me anything.
Hold on. Let's calm this down.
Janice.
Do you have children?
It's none of your business. I want to answer that woman.
I have no interest in listening to you.
I'm telling you this.
Nothing to say to me that would make me feel any way.
I'm allowed to answer you.
But I'll tell you this. If you fell on the street, I'd be the first one to come and lift you up and take you over and get you a cup of tea.
Indian person. I have no problem with Indian people. I love Indian people.
I don't care whether you love Indian people. I'm just a human being.
Excuse me, can I answer? They integrate.
Hold on, Lara. One second. They are not
wanting to come in and take over the country and turn us all into Muslims. Indian people are decent people.
Dear God, listen.
And where, Janice, hold on, Janice. Oh. And where have you got this information from that all Muslims want everybody else to become Muslim?
If you read the Daily Mail, Express.
The Daily Mail, right.
And listen to all the programmes on the TV and all the radio.
All the programmes, right.
You know what, Janice has made a very fair point.
Okay, hold on one second, Lara. You see, Charlie... The reason Janice might not even be allowed to be on some programmes, I'll tell you why she's on this programme. That is an indication, that lack of knowledge, those sweeping statements, that's an indication of how dangerous it is when you then have a powerful man like Donald Trump issuing statements before, during his election campaign to ban all Muslims, because it feeds into people like Janice.
It
feeds into her. That's why it's dangerous, Charlie.
I notice I kept silent through this whole thing here. I think the problem goes wider than that. Now, again, you have to remember with Donald Trump, was it people who take him seriously don't take him literally. Those that take him literally don't take him seriously. And that's been a problem. When he, again, that original statement was not how I, as a communications advisor, would have termed it. But again, remember, in that part of the world, wait, please let me finish, because we've had about 5 minutes of a screen test here. So let me please let me put some balm on this, okay, and see what I can do. Again, you have to understand how Americans talk and their understanding. So again, where he said that, I think he meant jihadis, and he did soften it down. But I understand what you're saying, Stephen, but it also goes both ways in that we have had this sort of hysteria peddled mainly by the press and those that are against him that have not accepted his presidency, have done everything they can to foment this sort of anger. We've had comparisons to Hitler. We've had comparisons to the 1930s. And I don't see anybody of any faith who's been lined up and sent into a gas chamber in the United States. This has affected about 100 people. Now, the man has a right to do what he is doing at present, and we have a right to protest. But I think the hysteria that's been pushed on every corner trying to delegitimize the man, and I'm not saying this even as a partisan. I don't know whether you're talking Barack Obama or Donald Trump or George Bush. That's what's adding to this, and it's creating and fomenting the sort of anger you heard just a minute ago.
Yeah, but it's not anger from Janice, is it? It's not just anger.
To say
that you would rather go home and die rather than being treated by a Muslim doctor is a disgusting. Disgusting.
Without any basis of fact to make.
I thought you were supposed to be neutral, Stephen.
Sorry?
I thought the BBC was supposed to be neutral, and you're giving your opinion what I say. You ask us to ring in and give our opinions, and then when we give our opinions, you tell us off and tell us we're naughty people.
I think, Janice, there is a particular base level about which all people in a society would agree. And I think to start labelling any human being just because of their religion, Janice, is something I am very comfortable challenging.
Can I get a word in? As a person who rang into your show, surely I can have a word.
You can. You've had quite a few.
Why do they all want to come to non Muslim countries when there's loads of Muslim countries they should be going to? You answer me that. Why do they insist on coming to our countries?
What has that got to do, Janice, with...
I didn't ask you anything. I asked Stephen that question.
You asked him. I'm telling you, what has that got to do with people who are suffering in a war-torn country? Why do you not want to help women who are like you, women who are being raped and beaten to a pulp based on the fact that these nutters who are from ISIS are trying to crush them.
Well, Liam,
why did you not want to help them? I don't understand that.
Hold on. Okay, let's let Janice reply to that. Hold on, Charlie. Let's let Janice reply to that.
Why can't they go to other Muslim countries?
Well, why would you not?
Hold on, Lata.
Okay, say they can
Lata, we need to just talk to each other this morning.
Sorry.
Okay, Janice, carry on.
Why can they not go to other rich Muslim countries out there who will look after them? Why do they have to come to non-Muslim countries? Why do they have to come to this country, for example?
Okay,
why do they have to go to France and Italy and places that are predominantly Christian or other religion? Why do they all have to want to
because
come to all these non-Muslim
being,
countries?
Because as a human being, all I'm doing is I'm saying, I don't care where you come from. If you are being persecuted by war and you're being beaten into a pulp, that could have been me. So I will make sure that I help in any way that I can, no matter how small, because it doesn't have to be big. Little things help. But all I'm asking you is, as a woman, why do you not just want to take the principle of saying, I would want to help. Even if it's temporary shelter you offer these people.
You have to take the overall picture of what they're trying to do.
The people who are being beaten to a pulp are not trying to do anything. They're just trying to survive.
Okay, let's let Janice reply now.
Let them go to the nearest Muslim country,
which is
violence-free, and let them live there.
They have. Many of them have. I believe that Jordan has taken many in. I believe Turkey has taken many in.
Well,
I believe a lot of those countries.
Okay.
Lebanon has taken many in. But again,
well,
that doesn't...
Okay, here's Adrian now.
Find those people.
Morning, Adrian.
Abhorrent.
Morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Steve. I just texted in there saying to say I lived here all my life and I've never really been ashamed of where I lived until I heard that woman speaking.
Why, Adrian?
Because I just cannot believe that and she talks about Christians, I cannot believe that woman is trying to infer that every Muslim is trying to take over the world and every Muslim is a terrorist and so forth and so on, and no Muslim should be allowed to come here. Why don't they take their own Muslim countries? I mean, if she was told she couldn't go to Spain next year because she was Irish, I wonder what her opinion would be of that.
Adrian, thank you. Pat next. Morning, Pat. Hello, Pat. 030 30 80 55 55. Gary, morning, Gary.
Hello.
Go ahead,
Hello,
Pat.
Stephen.
Sorry, Hello. one second. Pat first. Go ahead, Pat.
Hello. I'm from Portadown here. And as far as you're concerned is...
Pat, you've got your radio on the background, mate. We'll see if we can go back to you. Go ahead, Gary.
Stephen, I'm just ashamed to think I breathe the same air and walk the same streets as that woman. They stereotype millions upon millions of people like that. I haven't got the words to describe hatred and vitriol like that.
Would you like to challenge her directly, Gary?
Listen, that's not fair. I just think you just leave her.
Gary?
Well...
Can you try to convince Janice of...
Stephen, I think when you're as far gone as that, there's no convincing you. You know, anybody that's willing to go home and die rather than accept the help of a Muslim doctor that's doing their best to preserve your life, well, I think that tells the tale, doesn't it?
Janice, is there anything in your heart this morning that maybe you could sit back and have a think about you tarring every single person that happens to be of a particular religion? Is there anything in your mind, Janice, that say to yourself, maybe I should have a think about that?
It was in the paper the other day, Stephen, that the majority of Muslims that they interviewed in England said they have allegiance to their faith before they have allegiance to the country.
I'm a Roman Catholic, Janice, and I have allegiance to my faith, but it doesn't mean I hate the world or I hate the Muslim faith.
But they want to turn every country into a Muslim country. That's why they're over here breeding like rabbits.
No, actually, do you know what, Janice? Enough. I'm now taking you off air. Enough. And obviously, that type of... I think there is merit in hearing the extreme view. Because
yes, there is.
Because it then allows us to challenge it And that extreme view exists in our society. And indeed, some people would argue that some of the vote, certainly not all of the vote, but some of the vote, which Donald Trump, that's what we were talking about today, attracted, yeah. Was the extreme vote. But there's a line beyond which I'm not prepared to let this program go.